Jackie Reed. What's going on?
Good morning, Skip. Happy Monday.
Boy, got here really quick, didn't it?
It really did. Christmas is almost here.
Got to do that shopping, I guess, if you're able to get out and do it. This is the very last week to do it, man.
If you did not get it done over the weekend, you better call in sick one day this week.
I ain't got no problem with that. You call in sick, go on and do your thing. Got to get that Christmas shopping taken care of. Looking for Miss Sherry Shepherd to join you on the show today as our guest co-host in the funny chair today. She might.
Yeah, she's coming.
You don't think she got it mixed up thinking she doesn't come until Thursday?
No. Okay.
Yes.
No. Sherry's on point. She'll be here.
Sister says she's going to be here. Then she'll be here.
She's probably trying to pick out. She's delayed trying to pick out the right wig.
Well, Tom and Sybil are enjoying their Christmas vacation. And we're here together, Jackie. And you're going to have to explain to me this Electoral College deal, the discrepancy that we're going to try to clear up today, or at least move in that direction.
Well, today's the day of the big vote, you know, how the Electoral College vote chooses the president of the of the United States. It's not the popular vote, which Hillary Clinton won, like Al Gore won back in 2000. She won the popular vote, but with the Electoral College, that's what actually decides who the next president will be. And Donald Trump overwhelmingly got the majority of the votes there. He got 306 electoral votes, and Hillary Clinton got 232. So today's the day of the big vote, and what everybody's talking about is, will members of the Electoral College flip their votes? They're supposed to vote in the way that their state won, but will they change their minds and vote for someone else, including Hillary Clinton? A lot of people are speculating that. There's this one man who's been going around saying he knows of 20 members of the Electoral College who plan to change their vote, and you need 36 in order to kind of turn the election results on its side. But even if, let's say, the majority of them vote against Donald Trump, it just goes to the House, you know, it goes to Congress, and then the House will decide who the next president will be, and the House is Republican. So,
well, is this
procedure? Everyone's saying that they're going to go for Donald Trump.
Is this to protect the Electoral College in the future, you know, as we move forward?
Well, the Electoral College was always in place to, people laugh as they say this, to protect, you know, somebody crazy who, you know, just something crazy going on, like Russia hacking our election and electing someone by Electoral College. And if that, you know, if that were to happen, then the members of the Electoral College can vote a different way. They're free to vote any way that they please.
Okay.
They're not bound by law to vote one particular way.
So anyone that thinks that President-elect Trump will be removed because of the outcome of this Electoral College vote, is that a possibility?
After the way that this election has gone, you know, everyone is saying anything is possible. Anything can happen. So it's hard to say, it'll never happen, because there's that protection for the Republicans of the House. You know, the House, you know, is run by the Republican Party now. So even if the, as I said, even if the Electoral College votes a different way against Trump, it goes to the House, and the House is very unlikely to get rid of Donald Trump.
Okay, so this is
because he's their candidate.
I got you. I understand.
Even though there are folks like John McCain and other Republicans who are very upset about the you know, the Russians tampering with our election process this year. So you never know. I mean, he's a senator, but you never know.
Yeah, and I was thinking that, you know, after they do the voting and all, it all comes back different from what we got on election day. Would there be any changes made?
The House of Representatives decides to make some kind of a change.
Okay, well, I wonder if we're just wasting
time. And since
time.
It's a Republican House, it's very unlikely. But as I said, I think anything is possible. There are people who are campaigning. There's a law firm that has offered counsel for free to members of the Electoral College if they want to, you know, think through their vote. They've made themselves available free of charge, so they can call and talk this through.
So basically,
and it would be historic if even one, there has been one member of the Electoral College who says that he is not voting for Trump, even though he's supposed to. And if he does that, even if the one does that, that'll be historic because it's never happened before in the history of our country.
Right. So the electors are set to make Trump's win official. That's the bottom line then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, they are. That happens today, supposedly. But, people are watching. But more than likely, that's what will happen.
Well, I know you being a big sports enthusiast, I know you'll be watching Monday Night Football tonight while I'll be watching Oprah interview the First Lady on the CBS special.
Why don't you flip that? I mean, you get up in the morning. Every morning, you guys, let me tell our audience this. Skip and I are just kind of, going over what we're going to talk about and everything. I'm like, let's talk about the Electoral College. Let's talk about, Zsa Zsa Gabor dying. Let's talk about this. And Skip is just like, there's this boxing match. There's this football game. There's this basketball. I'm like, Skip, you open your computer and you go right to sports.
Yeah, you didn't see them boys play last night? Cowboys and the Buccaneers? You didn't see that last night? The boys came out.
No, I actually went to the Giants game yesterday.
Oh, did you? See,
I did.
It must have been some dude. What about, tell me about dude then, because I know you wouldn't have gone on your own.
It was a great game. My girlfriend was in town. Dude, she's a huge Lions fan.
And
the Giants were playing the Detroit Lions.
No, you did not.
The Giants pulled it out.
I don't believe that. I don't believe
it. It was a great game. It was really a great game.
Dude done hollered at you, Jackie, and made you want to get up out of the house and go sit out there in that cold to see a football game as much as you don't like sports.
No. I was not outside now. Come on. You got my dogs upset here. I brought them to the studio with me, and they are very upset that you're coming after me, Skip.
Okay, I tell them I apologize.
No.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
No. Okay. We were sitting inside.
Okay.
Not outside. Because it was very cold and rainy.
Oh, right. Whatever.
Here in New York.
Whatever, Jackie.
But hey. I hear it's cold in Dallas today.
Yeah, it's about 17 degrees right now. And, I kind of got busted yesterday because I really kind of wanted to stay in and not go to church. But I got, because it was just so cold, and that was a bad thing to do. And then I got convicted.
Oh, Skip.
The pastor sent me a text and said, Are you coming? Are you coming to church?
He was looking for you?
Yes, he said, I have a gift for you and your wife. So she started giggling when I started reading the text. So I had to get up and get out there in that 15-degree weather and go, Jesus, that called me out. I had to get out there and go 15 degrees, and you'll have the tire monitor will come on your car, knowing you need to put air. So I had to stop and get air. I had to get some gas and all that kind of stuff.
The devil was busy trying to keep you from church yesterday.
I was busy trying to keep myself from church today. Hey, we lost somebody, didn't we? Another Hollywood legend, Zsa Zsa Gabor?
Yes. Zsa Zsa Gabor, she was 99 years old.
Now, Jackie, she
died of a heart attack.
Wow. She wasn't the Green Acre. That was Ava Gabor.
Ava. But you know what? Uh-huh. A lot of people may not know. She was one of three sisters. There was Magda, Zsa Zsa, and Ava Gabor, who came to this country in the 50s. And they were like the Kardashians of the 50s. They were known for their glamorous lifestyles, and they were socialites.
Ava
was a businesswoman too, huh?
They were almost like today's Kardashians, huh? They didn't really have a lot that they did, but they were famous. For being famous, I guess.
Don't start talking about the Kardashians. I am a big fan of the Kardashians. I know that may shock people.
But those
Gabors, I am, because
too.
The girls get their business done. I am not mad at that mama and those girls for making money. It's the American dream. But no, with Magda, Zsa Zsa, and Ava, the Gabor sisters, do you know how many husbands each had?
No. Uh-uh.
Magda had 6 husbands. What? Zsa Zsa had 9, Zsa Zsa, who died last night, and Ava had 5. Those girls were not afraid of marriage. And Zsa Zsa was married to Paris Hilton's great-grandfather.
Man.
Yep, she actually had a daughter by him. That daughter, unfortunately, died, I think, back in 2004 or something. But yeah, those ladies were not afraid. They were trying to outdo Elizabeth Taylor.
You had to calculate that. Yeah, well, Chloe and Kim and them, they got a long way to go to catch the Gabors.
They have a long way to go. But the whole, as far as them being beautiful women, socialites, and Ava, like I said, very on top of her business. Really interesting, the parallels between those two sisters, sets of sisters.
Wow. I didn't know. Thank you, Jackie. Instead of talking sports, we're talking Gabors. Thank you much, Jackie. I appreciate you. Happy now, aren't you?
Of course. Are you happy?
I know you are.
Yes.
Coming up, it's Money Monday. And on the show today, Irvin Magic Johnson will be getting with us and his special on Aspire, his own TV network. Plus, we'll have Terry Crews. Terry Crews is going to save Christmas, and you get a chance to see that on CW. Check your time. Let's get started. It's Monday, 12 minutes past the hour.